Jeez, what I was telling you is, say you had some friends, right? And all of you together used to listen to music now, for example. This is a haram thing, right? But now in ignorance or weakness, it was being done. So now you went in Jamaat, or you came to Madrasa, or whatever, and now you learned the thing, you know what? And you knew it from before, but you were not taking it seriously. And now Allah Ta'ala gave you Hidayat, and you feel, I'm not going to listen to music anymore. So now you go home, you meet up with your friends, and they say, come, let's go have a milkshake or something, let's go eat something or whatever. And now you go with them, and now they got music on. So now you tell them, you know what, please, man, put the music off. So now they tell you, since when you became so pious? You were listening to worse music than this. You were listening to heavy metal and all that. We just listening to some jazz over here, and you were listening to heavy metal, and now you complain, right? So now you don't want to get into an argument with them. You don't want to, right? So now you came to the milkshake place. You had your milkshake. So now to go back, Jazakallah al-Uba. You don't have to argue with them now. It's al-Uba. So now it's either they're going to come around and say, maaf man, you know what? It's okay, we won't put the music on. Come with us, right? Or they're going to be stubborn and obstinate and leave you to Uber. Isn't it? So you can't get yourself involved. I know you girls may be a bit lost here, but we're just answering one question. We'll come to the tafsir just now. In making your Amar bil Ma'ruf Nahi Anil Munkar and trying to assist the next person to come right, you, in the process, you can't put yourself in a guna. Right. You tolerate them. You don't look down on them. You look down on the sin. Say, look, I myself was involved in all of this. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has taken me out now. So they are involved in it. Tomorrow they'll come out. They'll become more pious than me also. So I'm not going to look down on them. Right? I'm going to tell them what's right. They're my friends. If they don't want to listen, I'll understand that, look, how many people told me in the past and I never listened. Right? Inshallah, one day, they'll also get hidayat. But now, I won't join them in that guna. Because they doing it, they didn't get hidayat as yet. Allah gave me hidayat. Now, how can I still go and see, to understand it in a very blunt example, right? A person, he got diarrhea. So he's running to the toilet every half an hour. So he got an excuse because you got diarrhea. You got no diarrhea and you running to the toilet every half an hour. So Allah has protected your stomach. You don't have diarrhea. Now why are you running to the filthy place every half an hour? Understand? So that person who's caught up in the guna, he didn't get hidayat as yet to give up the guna. So I'm not saying he's excused. He is guilty. Right? But that doesn't now mean that you now, because he's your friend, you're tolerating him, no, he's my best friend, this, I want to save him from Jahannam and all that, and you're putting yourself in Jahannam to save him from Jahannam. If somebody is drowning, you're in a ship, somebody is drowning, somebody fell overboard, right? He's drowning there. There's one, two sharks there in the water around him. So what you do to save him? You throw him a lifeline, right? You throw him that he can get into something, you tell him hold the rope and you pull him. You don't jump in the water to save him, because you're going to put yourself in danger then. So you'll have two casualties instead of one. Understand? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Bas. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى أن رآه استغنى إن إلى ربك الرجعى أرأيت الذي ينهى عبدا إذا صلى أرأيت إن كان على الهدى أو أمر بالتقوى أرأيت إن كذب وتولى. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله. With the fazal karam and ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we now come to ayat number 6 of Suratul Alaq. So Allah now, as I mentioned to you, that the first five verses, these were the first verses of the Quran Sharif that were revealed. Right? Then the balance of the surah wasn't revealed at that time. Right. Now, this balance of the surah, this is revealed on another occasion, and the subject matter, the incident also is something totally different. These first five verses in the cave, the first ayat came down, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was embraced by Jibreel alayhi sallam, totally different incident. And from here now, from Kalla innal insana layatgha, is a totally different incident now being spoken about. So Allah Ta'ala says, it is a fact that man is rebellious. Insan is rebellious. Right? Now, Allah Ta'ala mentions it in a general sense, that man is rebellious. So that it does apply generally, that generally insan is rebellious. Right? And then when we do the tafsir, then we will come to know that this ayat was revealed on which occasion and referring to who. Right? So man is rebellious. Why? Ar-ra'ahu staghna. He considers himself to be independent. He got health, he got money. He feels, I can do what I want to do. It's my life. He considers himself to be independent. That I can do what I feel like doing. So now, what's the medicine for that? What's the medicine for this independent feeling that it's my life, I can do what I want to do, my money, I can spend how I want to spend. If I want to wear for a girl now, if I want to wear parda, I'll wear. If I don't want to wear, I won't wear. If I want to cover my hair, I'll cover. If I don't want to cover, I won't cover. If I want to talk to boys, I'll talk. If I don't want to talk, I won't talk. For men, if I want to keep my hair 2 lengths, I'll keep it 2 lengths. If I want to keep it 1 length, I'll keep it 1 length. It's my hair. If I want to grow a beard, I'll grow. If I don't want to grow a beard, I won't grow. My pants, if I want to wear it over the ankle, I'll wear it over the ankle. So this feeling that I'm independent is my life. I can do what I want to do. What's the injection for that? What's the medicine for that? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the medicine. Inna ila rabbika ruj'a. That verily the return shall be to your Rabb. That even if your whole life you are wealthy, you are healthy, you are riding the crest of a wave, you got all the authority, you do what you feel like doing, nobody tells you nothing. But then, when a person is passing away, who can stop the person from passing away? The return is still to your Rabb. So whenever we feel that A of independence, you know, is my life, I can do what I want to do. Or when it comes to certain commands of Allah Ta'ala, say, you know, I just can't do that. I can't manage that. No, who said it's about you? You got to do what Allah Ta'ala instructed you to do. You got to stay away from what Allah Pak told you to stay away from. The same with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed us to do, we have to do. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited us from, we have to stay away, we have to abstain. That's our life. I am a slave. Right? So now, whenever I feel this independence, so I must remind myself that I have to return to my Allah. I have to return to my Allah. How am I going to answer over there? My money is not going to be there. My authority is not going to be there. My henchmen are not going to be there. all my backup is not going to be there, my lawyer is not going to be there. You know, some people, they feel even if they commit a crime, they got a crooked lawyer that will make the crooked straight. Not a lawyer, a liar. He'll sort everything out for them. Some people, they feel they got contacts. Hey, me, I got government contacts. I got mafia contacts. I got gangster contacts. Nobody can touch me. I just made one phone call. Some people, they feel, you know who's my father. You know? So everybody feel, but in the cover? Alone. You go alone. That's why the kafan got no pockets. You can't carry cell phone there to phone your contacts and all that. You go alone in the cover. So Allah is reminding us of that. This is the injection. This is the medicine. This is the vaccine of thinking that I'm independent. Inna ila rabbika ruj'a. You have to return to your Rabb. Then Allah Ta'ala asks, أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يَنْهَى عَبْدًا إِذَا صَلَّى. Tell me about the one who prevents a slave when the slave performs salah. There can't be any worse zulam, right? Allah Ta'ala asks in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَن يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ. Who can be a bigger zani than a person who prevents people from the masjid? The masajid of Allah Ta'ala, are you preventing them from going? So a person who stops another from reading namaz, that's one of the worst type of zulam. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, tell me about the one who prevents a slave when he performs salah. أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ كَانَ عَلَى الْهُدَى. Tell me, what if that slave, meaning the one who is reading namaz, he is upon guidance, he is on hidayat, and he is enjoining taqwa. He is telling you to fear Allah. So that is the qualities of that slave. This other person who thinks he is independent, who thinks he is untouchable, he is preventing that banda, that slave of Allah Ta'ala from reading namaz. And that slave of Allah Ta'ala, he is on guidance and he is enjoining taqwa. So, أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ كَانَ عَلَى الْهُدَىٰ أَوْ أَمَرَ بِالتَّقْوَىٰ. أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّىٰ. Tell me, what if he, meaning the person who's stopping that slave from reading namaz, if he turns away, he lies and he turns away, he denies, in other words, he denies the word of Allah Ta'ala, and he turns away. He is averse to the laws of Allah Ta'ala. He turns away. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Does he not know that Allah is watching him? Does he not know that Allah Ta'ala is watching him? And this is something that we must keep saying to ourselves. Whenever the thought of committing a guna comes, remind myself, Allah is watching me. How can I commit this guna? Allah Ta'ala is watching me. So Allah Ta'ala says, does he not know that Allah Ta'ala is watching him? Kalla. Allah Ta'ala says, kalla, not at all. La illam yantahi. If he does not desist, in other words, if he doesn't stop this action of his, of stopping that slave of reading namaz, if he doesn't stop this, if he doesn't desist, لَنَسْفَعَمْ بِالنَّاصِيَةِ, we shall drag him by his forelocks. His forelock, you know, the front part of his hair. We'll drag him, pulling him by his hair. نَاصِيَةٍ كَاذِبَةٍ khati'ah. He's lying, sinning follows. Allah Ta'ala is describing it. Allah Ta'ala describes his slave as a person who is on hidayat, who is on taqwa, who is enjoining taqwa. And how Allah Ta'ala is describing this person who is stopping that slave? He's lying, sinning forelock. So he will be dragged by that same forelocks of his. فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَا. Then he must call his company, his backup, you know, his gangsters, mafias, his business partners, his bank manager, his accountant, his lawyer, his government contacts. He must call them. فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَا. سَنَدْعُ الزَّبَانِيَا. We shall call the angels of Azab. Zabaniya are the angels of Azab. Kalla. Now Allah Ta'ala is addressing the slave now. You've got to understand how it's changing. So Allah Ta'ala is addressing the slave who's reading namaz now. Allah Ta'ala says, never. Never. In other words, this person, his deeds can never be condoned. This what he is doing is stopping that banda from reading namaz. So Allah Ta'ala instructs that banda, La tuti'hu. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. Wasjud. You carry on with your sajda. You carry on with your namaz. Waqtarib. And you continue drawing closer to Allah. No matter what threats they have to make, no matter what they have to say, don't listen to them. You carry on doing what you have to do, you read your namaz, and you get closer to Allah Ta'ala. Whether they tell you COVID, or COVID's whatever. We will carry on reading our namaz, with jama'ah. So now, what is this whole incident, what is referring to? The ahadith make it clear, that the above ayat refers to Abu Jahl. An arch enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Abu Jahl, he once took an oath. And when he is taking an oath, now in whose name he is taking an oath? In Lat and Uzza. The idols. Right? So there were four main idols amongst the Arabs. Lat, Manat, Hubal and Uzza. These were four big idols. So he took a qasam in the name of Lat and Uzza. He said that if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam ever reads namaz again, when he goes in sajda, I'm going to place my foot on his Mubarak neck. This was a threat that he made. Right? That if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ever comes here in the haram and he reads namaz, then I will go and place my foot on his neck. See what opposition Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to face. Right? And yet, he continued reading. And we got no opposition. In fact, for us to read namaz, we got comforts. Lovely carpet, masjid. If it's hot, put fans. It's hotter, put aircon. Coal, put heater. Stay comfortable. You have eaten well, everything. But we don't want to read namaz. Nobody is threatening us, nobody is telling us anything. Yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being threatened. That if you go and you make sajda one more time, I'm going to put my neck on your, put my leg, my foot on your neck. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reading namaz in the haram, Abu Jahl happened to come there. He saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reading namaz. So, He said, now he has to show all his chelas now, all his friends, how much guts he got. He has to live up to the claim that he made, the threat that he made. So he went forward. He's advancing towards Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he came close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he jumped back. He jumped back and he's shielding his face like this. He's shielding his face against something. Now, oh, everybody's standing and waiting now, all his friends, they're waiting to see now how he's going to do this thing. Right? And he's going, then he's close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Next thing, he jumps back, got his hands in front of his face, shielding himself, running back to his friends. So when he got there, he asked me, what happened? You said you're going to go put your foot and everything. What happened? Why are you jumping and running and everything for? So he said that there's a trench of fire there. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reading namaz, when he came close, he's saying there's a trench of fire and there is a frightening creature in that trench with many limbs. So he was shielding himself from the fire and the creature and he ran away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam later mentioned that if Abu Jahl attempted to do what he intended to do, that means if he still came forward to come and put his foot on the Mubarak neck of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the angels would have tore his limbs from his body. They would have disembodied him. They would have tore his hands and his legs and his head out of his torso. That's how he would have met his end. So Allah Ta'ala then revealed these verses. That innal insana layatuhu. That man is rebellious. One is, you don't want to accept Islam. Yourself, you don't want to accept Islam. You don't want to listen. Somebody else who is worshipping Allah Ta'ala, now why you want to interfere with him now? Why you want to trouble him now? You don't want to accept, that's your problem. But now somebody else who accepted, why you want to interfere with him? And this is something that we must check. We must look into ourselves. A lot of times, when somebody is trying to do something good, we become a spoke. Now, for example, somebody used to do, you know, some guna. Now the person tries to give it up. Right? Now you say, where are you going to give it up? Yeah? Never, not you, hey, come here man, leave all your stories, come. You know, there was one person, unfortunately, sometimes even learned people can get caught up in a guna, right? Or a weakness. Don't call it a guna, call it a weakness. There was one learned person, but he had a smoking habit, to smoke. Cigarette. So, now certain of his friends and all that, they knew that he smokes. Right? Now because he's a learned person, so he don't smoke in public. But the people that he associates with, they know that he smokes. So one day he decided to give up. To give up this bad habit, smoking habit. So he was going strong about a month now. Never smoked for about a month. And now he went to visit a person who he used to normally do some business with. He went to visit that person. So when he went there, now that person knew that he used to smoke. So that person offered him a cigarette. So he told that person that, no, you know what, man, I'm trying to give it up. So that person told him, what nonsense you're talking, giving it up and everything, man. Just have a cigarette, man. Leave your stories. You can't give it up. What you talking? You're going to give it up. He said to him, no man, 1 month now I'm going strong. I haven't smoked now. Trying to give it up. Now instead of being encouraging, so that person told him, all right, have one last one now. Just have one last one with me. You know that last one. That's the bad one. You think it's the last one. This incident happened, say about 15 years ago. Right? That Morana, he still smoked. That last one carried on. Now he pacifies himself that he is not smoking, he is vaping. Vaping just makes it easier. It's double the harm and makes it easier. Okay? Because now you can just smoke anytime. Now, before the person had to smoke a cigarette. Now, to light a cigarette, you need now on 5 minutes now, in a minute, to finish the cigarette. Right? So you need 5 minutes. So now if you only got 30 seconds at your disposal, so then you can't light the cigarette. But the vape, you got 10 seconds at your disposal. You take one pull. The person is walking to the masjid, take one pull. Before, now if a person is traveling with an anim or something, right, and he got a smoking problem, now he knows, I can't smoke. So he won't smoke. Sometime right from Durban to Joburg, he won't smoke. Right? But now, they stop at the garage, he makes his way into the cafe. Wait. Velo. It's all the same thing. It's all the harm is still there. In fact, some doctors tell me that this vape causes more. This is another whole subject matter. Everything they come out with will be more harmful. It's not going to be less harmful. But that's to discuss on another day. First, that brings us to the end of this surah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته